This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. South Korea scrambled fighter jets Friday after detecting 180 North Korean military aircraft that mobilized north of the border, South Korea's military said. As Korean Peninsula tensions continued to spiral, the North Korean aircraft were detected in multiple inland areas and off both North Korea's coast for about 4 hours, according to the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff. Earlier Friday, South Korea announced the so-called Vigilant Storm exercise would run through Saturday, a day later than initially planned, in response to North Korean provocations. Overnight, North Korea also launched 80 artillery rounds into a sensitive sea border area off its east coast, South Korea's military said. The United Nations Security Council will meet today, Friday, to discuss the North Korean launches at the request of countries including the U.S., according to multiple diplomats who spoke to VOA. U.S. prosecutors rested their case against a radical right group in connection with the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol, Tim McGuire reports.
Federal prosecutors spent 5 weeks building their case against Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and four of his followers charged with seditious conspiracy for their roles in the Capitol insurrection. The case includes testimony from other members of the right-wing group and evidence including text messages and videos. His lawyers say Rhodes is expected to testify in a defense centered around former President Donald Trump. They say Rhodes believed Trump was going to invoke the Insurrection Act to put down what he saw as a coup by Democrats. If convicted, Rhodes and the others could get 20 years in prison. Tim McGuire, Washington.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. The FBI is warning of threats against synagogues in a northeastern U.S. state. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has that story.
The FBI says it has received credible information about a threat to synagogues in New Jersey. The FBI's statement characterizes it as a broad threat. There was no mention of a specific synagogue. The statement urged all synagogues to take security precautions to protect their community and facility. The mayor in Jersey City says police will be posted at the city's seven synagogues and foot patrols will be added in the broader Jewish community. In 2019, two assailants motivated by anti-Jewish hate killed three people in a kosher market in Jersey City, along with a police officer. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And Britain has increased its interest rates. We get more on that story.
The central bank has boosted its key rate by 0.75 percentage point to 3%. The aggressive move comes even as the bank predicted a two-year economic contraction through to June 2024. Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey said the move was necessary to keep inflation down. The rate increase is the Bank of England's eighth in a row and the biggest since 1992. It comes after the US Federal Reserve announced a fourth consecutive 0.75 point jump as the fight against inflation takes place across the globe. Karen Chamas, London.
Human Rights Watch said Friday that a truce reached by Ethiopia and Tigrayan authorities earlier in the week provides a crucial opportunity for immediate and rigorous international monitoring to avert further atrocities and a humanitarian catastrophe. The cessation of hostilities agreement was reached Wednesday after 10 days of talks in South Africa mediated by the African Union. November 4th marks 2 years since war broke out in Ethiopia's Tigray region between Tigrayan forces and the federal government and its regional allies, including neighboring Eritrea. The deal calls for the Tigray rebel group to lay down its arms in exchange for reintegration and return of the national army to that region. In early Friday, Israeli aircraft struck several targets in the Gaza Strip in response to rocket fire Thursday evening from the Palestinian enclave. Late Thursday, Gaza militants fired a rocket into southern Israel, sending off air raid sirens in that area. The Israeli army said the rockets were intercepted. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.